We've come to another special moment in the convention, and this has to do with our future as an organization. This is a very special moment for three individuals who have the opportunity of winning a scholarship tonight. And for that, I give you the chairperson of the scholarship committee, Ray Wayne.
We have, as Craig said, three scholarship winners this evening, and we've given you not only the money, the checks that I'm about to hand you, and your transportation expenses and your hotel rooms, but we have given you ourselves and our organization and our family. Really, we've given you ourselves, our organization, and our family. We have talked with you and laughed with you and cried with you and sung with you, and we had some very lively and stimulating discussion at the student division lunch, some of which was quite, there was some amusing moments too for those who were there, and for those who weren't, man, you missed a good one. We have three scholarships, one of which is a National Federation of the Blind of New York State scholarship, which is funded mostly by the members of the National Association of Blind Merchants. And let's give a hand to the National Association of Blind Merchants. The other two scholarships are funded in memory of two Federationists who have passed, one of them being the Marianne E. Swatton Memorial Scholarship, funded in loving memory of a Federationist who was active in the late 80s and early 90s, and the other being the Gisela Distel Memorial Scholarship. I think most of you know, but if you don't, Gisela Distel was a leader in the Federation for a long time. She was president of this affiliate from 1991 to 1997 and served in other offices before and after, and was really a leader and an inspiration to all of us. She succumbed to complications related to diabetes in 2001, and she was a friend of mine, and there's a special place in my heart for that scholarship, which is sponsored by her widower, Dave Hoskinson. I'll announce each winner, and I'll hand you a check and invite you to say a few words to the convention. For the Marianne E. Swatton Memorial Scholarship, the amount of $750, Adam Gleason.
Hi again, everybody. Thanks so much for having me. The essay that I wrote, I really felt that it came from a deep place in my heart. I really feel that every time I go out on the streets and I meet people, I try to keep a very positive attitude, and I feel that it's imperative in that blind people are, normal people, obviously, and they're capable of everything in the world. And I think that advocation of this point is essential, and it's just amazing to be around so many people that I believe share my feelings on blindness, and it's just been so wonderful. I appreciate all the stories, obviously, in the community, and thanks for everything, really. I really mean that, so thanks again.
Thank you, Adam, and congratulations. For the National Federation of the Blind of New York State scholarship in the amount of $750. And let's try it again. Noria Nodrat. Yeah.
Thank you.
Microphone is on the right side.
I got it. Thanks. Good evening, everyone. It's a great honor for me to be here with you all tonight. Please accept my deepest appreciation for all your support, love, and care that I received during 2 days being with you all. I am very appreciative for the honor to receive a scholarship from the program. I believe there is a three important mission for the student to be active. And one of them is being persistent and being persistent. And I believe my motivation and being persistent lead me to stand here and talk with you all. I go through a lot of difficulty in my life. As I told you in the morning, I'm from Afghanistan, which is a country that always suffering from, you know, difficulty. I lost my husband due to the war and by the tourist bombing in Afghanistan. In my culture, when you lost your husband, the children has to be belongs to husband family, not to mother. So I have to come to United States alone without separation with my children for 6 years. And when I got here, I go through another difficulty, which I've been attacked by a person, a drug user in subway in 34th Street and 6th Avenue, which has caused me to lose my sight completely. And with all difficulty, I remain being strong. And I believe it that thank you. And I believe it that with your believing yourself that who you are and how you can accomplish in your life is very important for any individual. And this, you know, my belief, I'm hoping that it will give me a bright future in my life. And I'm hoping that I will be useful for other individuals, for other blind organizations such as here or any other organization. And I'm hoping that one day I will be useful for blind and in general, especially with my country blind population. Thank you so much for all your support. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, Sharia. I don't have to tell our next scholarship winner about his local chapter because he's already an officer in it, as well as being employed full-time, being a full-time student, and being a father of six. The 2005 Gisela Distel Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $1,500 goes to Terry Kozak from Binghamton. Yay!
Thank you, everyone. Wow, that takes your breath away. First of all, I'd like to thank you all for this great honor. I'm just truly blown away. It's being in this room with all you people is just like being at home with my family. And family means a lot to me. I mean, with my six kids, and I have four daughters that are all in the military. One of them is currently in Iraq. One daughter, I had two at one time. One is home, who is going to have my first granddaughter in December. Yes, thank you. I will spoil that grandkid. Yeah, I have some loud toys going to her house. The greatest thing, the NFB has taught me that we as blind people are only limited by our own ambitions. We can do whatever we set our minds to do. And that has encouraged me and brought me forward to where I am now. And I think that the neatest thing is I'll come home from work and my youngest son will say, "Dad, do you have homework tonight?" You better get it done. I'm just overwhelmed. Thank you all. I love you all. Thank you. All right.